producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
E-cigarettes packed in your bags, ready to go in a plane? No. Hobby Lobby, they're looking under the roof. How about these imported antiquities? The feds say not so fast. And, there's a budget deal. Perhaps a vote maybe on Wednesday. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How's it shaking in your neck of the woods? Hopefully, your week is off to a fabulous start. Tell you what, it's been an interesting weekend skidding into the last weekend in October. Hard to believe, but yes, it's true. At the tail end of this one, we'll end with goblins and ghosts because people will be trick-or-treating if they still do such a thing, and perhaps they do in your neighborhood, or is it self-contained in church parking lots or in malls? That's the kind of world we live in where we used to run all over the neighborhood, but now it's a little bit different. So, as always, happy to be your skipper, Kate D., here in some pretty interesting waters. Speaking of waters, the Chinese Sea. We are 12 nautical miles. I say we. One of our ships is 12 nautical miles away in international waters from what's now becoming a land grab for China, as they just plop and turn them into runways. Well, you get the idea. This is what Japan was so up in arms about. And sadly, Afghanistan and Pakistan smashed by a 7.5 magnitude earthquake. The pictures are pretty horrifying. 7.5, anytime you say that, you know that there's going to be a lot of problems. And, of course, there are. Still, it's all about trying to find people in case some people are still alive. But there are hundreds of people that are hurt. And there's lots of people that have died in this. They kind of argue over what the actual number is. Whatever the number is, it's absolutely not good. Whenever you have this kind of an earthquake, you have to take pause and you have to be able to eventually have your whatever your count is. But they say the number is way above 300 at this point. So it shook the earth big time, collapsed buildings, created panic. People were running all over the place. Depending on what town, where it was, the reaction was different from town to town. But earthquakes, especially where it hit, the epicenter is where it was so deadly. It was similar to one that happened in Kashmir that killed 70,000 people. Remember how awful that one was? And that was in 2005. First responders got there pretty quickly, but the villages were shaken to the ground and not accessible. I looked at some TV footage of it, and you could clearly see that. And that's why they're cautious about the total numbers of people who have died, because they frankly are not 100% sure, as they're still combing through some areas, hoping they find someone or don't find anyone. And it's pretty bad. I mean, just tons of concrete everywhere the human eye can look. All right, this is a show about you. As I say, you always have a chance to sound off at 855-266-5283, or you can flip me an email at americatonight.net. We'll dive into some of the other things that I mentioned. But first, let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Now, Ryan is the supposed new speaker, right?
Yes.
Okay. He is backed by the Chamber of Commerce and the Big Money Boys, so it's going to be the same game as usual.
Yep.
And I learned today, listening to Rush Limbaugh, that Boehner has already sandbagged us with a two-year deal that the White House and the Senate and the Congress are all in collaboration to put through to where there won't be any more shutdowns till after the next president takes over, whoever that is, and it's supposedly a done deal. They're all agreed, la, 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 la. And you and me get the short end, and they're also going to cut Social Security and Medicare and all the other stuff is going to take a bite as well. Now, on the political scene, as far as Trump and the crew, I think Trump is going to wind up on top of it. We don't need any more stinking Bushes. We've had all the Bushes we want. Rubio, he's just a Bush light. Forget that. And I'm going to vote for Trump if I get the chance to vote for him. I will.
Yeah, you know, I think that a lot of people truly feel that way, Dan. So I don't understand why he's being so dismissed, and it's because he's not part of the political machine.
He is a hardcore, tough-talking New Yorker. He's dealt with the mafia. He's dealt with businessmen from foreign countries. He's dealt with all kinds of people in every walk of life. And Donald Trump is just what he is. He is not a phony. The guy is for real. He's made his bones the old-fashioned way. He's got out there and knuckled down with everybody, and he's come out on top. And he can do the same thing for the United States of America if we get a chance. Now, look, the average person is making around $31,000 a year. 51% of the nation is in that category. Baby, that's poverty. That's America. We got 94 million people not working. The actual rate for our unemployment is around 23% of people that aren't working. And how are we financing this? Obama is just having Janet Yellen do the thing with them on free money for the stock market to make it look like we're in a recovery, and we're not. We haven't recovered one iota from that debacle of the housing debacle that went down. I lost $150,000 in that caper. So I'm telling you,
it's awful.
The hard times are just beginning. I mean, I was talking to Patrick tonight about how to save some money and maybe buy a place, blah, 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 and giving you some tips on stuff that I've done. Okay, I'm getting ready to buy another property before too long, but it'll be after my gold mining safari. But things are going to get really, really dire out here for all of us because of what Obama has done in the 7 years that he's been in office. He has changed America, not for the good, but for the worse. We've got Afghanistan in a terrible situation with the earthquake. God, go out to those poor people. I mean, I don't like Muslims, but I mean, I don't want anybody to die just because of Mother Nature taking them. I mean, you know, I'd rather shoot them.
Just kidding. Make sure you say that again. Just kidding. I get you.
Okay. We've got all kinds of situations out there that we're going to be worried about. And so I think the presidential thing is going to come down to Trump. Carson might make a good vice president. He's pretty soft. Did you see what he did to that commentator that tried to sandbag him with the abortion question?
I did. In fact, we'll talk about that as we're up against it, Dan.
Okay.
On the flip side, thank you for the call. Anybody have any thoughts on some of what Dan had to say? And he brings up a good question. Do you feel as though we're in for tough times? Does it feel like it's dire out there? Or do you think there are pockets of spots in the U.S. where they're not going to feel that effect? 855-266-5283.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold. handhold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to ibstronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. We're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Mexico took a Ford plant. I've been very tough on the Ford. You've heard me talking about Ford. I heard last night that Ford is moving back to the United States. They may not do that deal. I get credit for that. I should get credit for that.
All right, so Donald Trump taking credit for the Ford deal, as you could hear there. And then we had Ben Carson, something that Dan alluded to or said, and I'll tell you what that was all about in just a second. And I mentioned this, well, what is it that we think we're going to see here at the tail end of this? Is it really going to be Trump, the last man standing? Because, boy, people are starting to really take shots at Trump, but he's used to that. So on The View, they called Ben Carson pathetic, despicable for his abortion comments. Here's what happened. He was on part of the Sunday swirls, I call the political pundits, the talking heads, whatever, and he talked to Chuck Todd from Meet the Press. Todd said, "Do you want to see Roe v. Wade overturned?" And Carson said, "I would love to see it overturned." Todd said, "That means all abortions illegal, or is there still an exception that you would have?" Carson said, "I'm a reasonable person. If people can come up with a reasonable explanation of why they would like to kill a baby, I'll listen." And then Todd said, "Rape and incest." And Carson said, "Rape and incest? I wouldn't be in favor of killing a baby because the baby came about in that way." So then that exploded all over the place. And with a view in talking about it, of course, the place erupted after that, saying that, you know, that's ridiculous about how he's comparing that and how extreme and how despicable and on and on and on. And so that's where that exploded. Ben Carson, and this is not the first time that something he said has blown up on the Twitter world. Carson talked at one point, if you remember this, he had his complaints about Muslims that really set off a firestorm too, as well. Probably this is very close to that, those two comments about a Muslim shouldn't be president, can't be president, you know, that whole kind of thing. So as we motor along here, coming up in our next segment, mailbag, and then true or false, Patrick Eggdorf joins us, center stage for a little true or false. Right now, though, we head out to Grimm. Hello, Grimm.
I'm glad to hear that you ain't drowning.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, my gosh. It was insane. Yeah, insane.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures and whatnot. And, you know.
Yeah, here's the thing. When they say flash flood, I totally get what they mean. You think, well, what are they talking about, flash flood? But that's how people get caught. They're not expecting it, and the next thing you know, they're washing away.
Well, the Midwest, yeah. It is flash flood areas in the Midwest. 4 inches in 1 hour, flash flood.
Yes.
But, okay, you know, Dan's absolutely right. You know, I've seen this coming, you know, last Thursday, you know, with Hillary and basically the committee, you know, there's a pot calling the kettle black. Because it boils down to the simple fact that if they prosecute her and accuse her and get her to admit to the crime she commit, then, you know, the witch hunt starts with them. So they're not about to do that. So I'm at a point where I'm really at a point where, you know, it's a losing battle. So I might as well, if you can't defeat them, join them. And I'm going to start a couple organizations, mostly due to this, you know, girl that, you know, run over these pedestrians. I'm going to start an organization.
In Oklahoma City?
Yeah, I'm going to start an organization called CAM and another one called CARM. CAM, Citizens Against Motorized Vehicles. Because let's face it, that's what's killing people is a motorized vehicle.
Mm.
And from the latest report, CARM, Citizens Against Red Meat. Now, I thought about that because it's not just red meat, it's also pork. So, you know, I thought, well, maybe I ought to call it, you know, citizens for removing all meats. But, you know, liberals are not for anything. They're always against something. So
you know,
I got to be part.
Actually, that's kind of an interesting point of view. Is it that you're always against something, or are you ever for something?
This is what I'm getting at, Kate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so ridiculous. You know, I mean, let's face it. The number one killer is motorized vehicles. It kills more than, you know, cancer or heart attack or guns or.
I agree.
So let's just get rid of them. Everybody start walking.
Oh, that's a disaster.
Well, you got to join them, you know. I mean, this is what it's got to boil down to.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course you're talking about processed meats being that the World Health Organization saying that, so everybody knows, processed meats being linked to cancer. And so think of how much processed meat do you eat. And you know,
well, how
what's
garbage
the
has come out since this Clinton thing in the media?
Yeah.
I've just been seeing it being flooded.
Yeah. They say.
Now everything's bad for you. Everything, you know. Do as we say.
Right, but and what are we supposed to eat?
Well, you know, vegan.
Vegan. But then they tell us, they tell us organic isn't exactly 100% sure, so.
Well,
you might pay
$17
for celery, but it might not be good for you.
Well, there's microbes in everything. There's living organisms in everything.
Yes.
So all you vegans out there that are true vegans thinking that they're not eating a human or a living tissue, sorry. If you're breathing air, you're taking in living tissues. That's how ridiculous and mundane the whole situation, and I'm trying to point out, because fixing something, you know, if you're going to fix something, you got to really look for the problem. Cops with DUI are not the problem. They're out doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
DUI is a social disease. It's not a criminal disease, right?
Right.
And if you go and pay an attorney, he's going to tell you that the judge gets 70%. Here's your numbers thing you can run.
Yeah, we can count.
Yeah, we can count. You can go research this. You'll find out that if you got 70% of, say, 10 people, that's $1,000 a fine a week, that's $10,000, and you're going to get $7,000 of it, how many of them are you going to say, well, you know, I forgive you, you're innocent? Not a one.
Yeah. Not a one.
You know, you're looking at $250,000 a year above your salary.
No, that's crazy.
And instead of taking this money and putting it into creating good public transportation, because if we don't do, you've been to Europe.
Yes.
There's nowhere you can't go 24 hours a day on public transportation.
You're right, yes.
That's all I need to say.
Yeah, that's it. There's nowhere you can't go. You're right. I mean, it is
create
crazy
jobs,
Grim.
Kate.
Yeah.
To build this, you create jobs.
Yeah. Grim, you make some really interesting points. I'm glad you brought up the meat thing because it's crazy how much this has exploded, and it's another question to ask people out there so they know, thanks for the call, that this story just, of course, exploded all over the place. First we hear, well, cut back on red meat, but red meat's good for you. And now what they're saying when this broke out of Paris is just that they released an evaluation of more than 800 studies from a whole bunch of continents about meat and cancer, and they say that red meat is probably carcinogenic to humans. So the meat industry groups protested the classification, saying that cancer is not caused by specific foods, but by several factors. Doctors and a bunch of government agencies have, you know, they're saying they've warned that a diet loaded with red meat is linked to cancers, including colon and pancreas. So, you know, which is it? Are you ditching the meat to eat the vegetables that have to be clean vegetables? And of course, our dirt and our soil has been so picked over. Where are you planting these vegetables? So I would say there's a few studies that are breaking that I want to see the full effect of. What's the trial and error? Where are they getting the specifics, not the vague, broad strokes? Speaking of vague, broad strokes, we have specifics, not vagueness, coming up next in the mailbag. And I'm going to tell you about this budget deal thing. Dan brushed over it a little bit, but supposedly a budget deal was reached. This was a whole Boehner give back, if you will. But Republicans in Congress presented a plan negotiated with the Democrats to push us away from defaulting on the debt next week. We'll tell you about it on the flip side here on ATN.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Falling into the car, why can't the door? Fire past one, fire one. They are the fatal blinds, a strawberry and the ancient stone. And they can scroll above the car.
Thanks for hanging with us here on ATN. Well, it's a potpourri of all kinds of different things. It's one of those starts to the week where a lot is on your mind. I suppose on my mind, too, and we saw from Dan and Grimm, same thing. You want to throw in your 2 cents? Bang on these numbers, 855-266-5283. Last man standing. Who is it for the Republicans? It's not going to be John Boehner. Republicans in Congress presented a plan they did with the Democrats to push away from defaulting on the debt next week. So it would extend borrowing until March 2017, and it would eliminate the default, another default after November 3rd. There'd be a two-year deal on spending. Aides from both parties say that this should work. It's a good deal, says Pete Sessions, a Texas Republican. He said the plan would raise spending caps for defense and non-defense programs for 2 years, but it would keep discretionary spending below 2008 levels. So there you go. John Cornyn from Texas said, if the House passes the plan by Thursday, the measure can be sent to the Senate, and then that would be that. So we'll see where that ends up. Boehner has said he wants to clean up the barn, John Boehner, by passing major measures before he leaves. So what does this mean? How will the deal affect the start of Paul Ryan's speakership? I guess it depends on how Paul votes. That makes sense, right? I don't know. You know, John Cornyn said, no one's going to be popping any champagne corks over the plan. Some are complaining that the proposed savings it includes wouldn't be enough to justify extending the debt limit. The agreement would allow $80 billion in spending above current caps, split between defense and domestic discretionary programs, with $50 billion for 2016, the rest for 2017, and less domestic spending. Treasury Secretary, in a panic, having an anxiety attack, my words, by the way, says Congress has to raise the debt ceiling by November 3rd. Raise the debt ceiling or risk default. Federal highway funding, tick, 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 runs out on Thursday. They're working on a separate short-term bill for that. On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Sad story about that OSU incident where a woman plowed at the homecoming parade, plowed into the crowd, killed a family. She faces 4 second-degree murder charges. Adacia Chambers held a $1 million bond during an arraignment Monday. The judge ordered psychological evaluations. She was not formally charged with the 4 murder counts. The prosecutor said one of the 46 people she supposedly injured is still clinging to life. Each murder count would carry a maximum of life in prison. Why did she drive her car into the crowd at Oklahoma State University's homecoming parade on Saturday? She was under suspicion of driving while under the influence. But then they're saying they supposedly didn't smell alcohol and don't understand that, saying they could rule it out. Prescription medication, that's another thing that's been thrown up. So what is it that led to this? I mean, even the family said, the father said, there may have been problems he wasn't fully aware of. And what people are still trying to make sense of it. There is no sense to make of this. Witnesses say she left her job. She was at a fast food restaurant. 1 hour into the shift, looked like she was crying. And then next thing you know, she was plowing into those people who had no chance. Where is that coming out of? Where is that happening? And you think of this university, it's the first tragedy they've had connected to sports in a while. You had 10 people, including 2 OSU men's basketball players killed in a 2001 plane crash, if you remember. They were coming back from a game in Colorado. Awful. They said it was chaotic. Bodies flew into the air and from the impact landed on the road. The couple, and sad, the couple had 2 kids, and there was a married couple. Then there was a woman in her 20s. Then there was a 2-year-old boy. So this couple, they were both 65 years old. Can you imagine? It's not supposed to be your golden years where you're supposed to enjoy life, not go to a simple parade in Stillwater and all of a sudden be smashed by a car out of nowhere. Oh, how do you protect yourself there? You look around the crowd, you're not thinking or looking for a car to come flying out of nowhere and slam into, unluckily, the spot where you're standing. And especially a mother with a 2-year-old. Oh, heartbreaking. I mean, all of it's terrible. Absolutely awful. All right, let's motor along here. Here's one as we look in the mailbag from Henry, who says, Kate, despicable what happened in Oklahoma with that homecoming thing. What in the world? She had to be crazy, but I almost don't want her to be labeled as crazy. It's just such an awful story. that I don't know why I wrote you a note on it, because I really don't feel like commenting other than I feel for those people, people that are injured, people that are dead, the whole gamut, and this is a homecoming parade. Yeah. Simply going to a parade. Of course. Here's one from Bud who says, let's boot Boehner out early. We don't need his beer-busting ways on the Hill anymore. Good riddance. John Boehner, to me, worked more on his tan than anything else. Here's one from Fred who says, Kay, did you see the sad story about the woman in Florida that was hit by a big rig truck at a gas station? She was walking, and she was found in the morning near the gas station. And apparently her dog, she was walking her dog at the time, and the dog was whining and laying all over her. And when they took away the woman who was dead, the dog continued to lay in the spot and just howl and cry in pain for his owner. I thought of you because I thought of your love for your dog and how awful that is. Yeah, boy, this is a very depressing story. Her name was Kelly Black, and she was at a gas station. She was walking the dog, and supposedly this truck pulled out of the gas station. He hit her, dragged her for 30 feet, and they say he didn't know that he hit somebody. I mean, how could you hit her and drag her all the way out and not have known it? I mean, I don't know, but supposedly. And the dog, and you could see the dog, you know, the dog was just with her while she was in the street, and there wasn't anything that could be done, but it was depressing. I actually saw a photograph of it, and it could have been a kid. I mean, it's just, oh, it's depressing to see that. And we know that this is a fact of life, that anything can happen, but it's not, I guess, what you're expecting on a routine walk. Let's just say that, I guess, is the best way to put it. And what a tragedy, absolutely. Okay, let's move on to another one. This one is from Vert, who says, Vert must be short for something. Vert says, Kate, did you understand about this ban in the e-cigarettes and luggage? I do. No e-cigarettes in airline-checked luggage. It's a new federal rule. Battery-operated, electronic, whatever it is. Of course, a lot of people were doing that. They allow e-cigarettes in carry-on bags, but they can't recharge them while they're on the plane. There have been at least 26 different things that have happened, they say, where e-cigarettes have caused explosions or fires, including devices that were packed in luggage. Well, that's frightening. In Los Angeles, in January, a checked bag that arrived late and missed its connecting flight caught fire in the luggage area because of an overheated e-cigarette packed inside. Ooh. That rule kicks in 2 weeks. So if you're vaping, you're going on a trip, take it on your carry-on. That makes sense, because if it heated up, then there's always that possibility that it would be flammable and that something like that would happen. Oh, that'd be worse. Excuse me while I get my luggage. Oh, apparently it's on fire because of my e-cigarette. Ooh. Kind of makes sense to just take it through with you on your regular carry-on. It's that simple. Coming up on ATN, we do the true or false thing with Patrick. Don't miss this.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Patrick, hey, hey, everybody. Final turn here on America Tonight. Time for a little true or false. So, true or false, that song was a remake of a song in the 70s, Patrick.
You know, it's very possible. I don't know for sure, though.
It sounded like it to me. I mean, it actually is pretty cool, but I don't know. It had kind of that 70s beat, I'm going to say.
It is Daft Punk, so they have a little,
Daft Punk.
Little retro feel.
Yes, I like that. I like Daft Punk. I love it. All right, so here is our first true or false. This one's for you, Dan, in Texas, and so many others. Is it true a beloved character in The Walking Dead, spoiler alert.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't do this one.
No. Is it true that Glenn is dead? True or false?
With a heavy heart, that is true.
It is true. Glenn, who is a fan favorite, I love Glenn. You liked Glenn, obviously. We talked about it even off the air. It appeared that he was eaten alive by the walkers in one of the most shocking scenes in the history of The Walking Dead. And then, I mean, the episode ended with Rick fending off wolves and then walkers in an RV. What is going on? Crazy. All right, how about this? Here's another true or false for you. I hope I didn't spoil it for too many people. How about this? Torrential rain fell on top of the great state of Texas. Overflowing waters all over the place. Up to 20 inches of rain may have fallen over parts of Texas over the last couple of days, breaking some local rain records. In southeast Texas, here's your question, another 6 to 12 inches were on the way overnight. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
It's true. You know this because we got knocked off of the air. Rivers, creeks were overflowing, and it was pretty bad. Flash flooding in Houston led to 50 high water locations. All exits to downtown on I-45 were closed. So pretty bad. And then, you know, what the damage then at least behind is pretty nasty, too. So that's the thing. There was so much that fell and kept falling and falling and falling and falling. That's what, you know, that's what leads to the roads being torn up and leads to exits being closed, and Houston especially. You know, this is what happens. That flash deal is rushing water, cars, pretty dangerous. All it takes is 12 inches, they say, of flowing water to sweep away a small car. And we saw that. And most flood deaths happen in cars. So the key thing is, of course, to never drive a car where the water covers the roads. Flooding washed away cars and derailed a freight train. The freight train was so freaky. It was like someone threw a matchbox cars hooked together out there and then said, I hope it doesn't wash away. Yeah, it's wild stuff. All right, another true or false. True or false, Patrick? Sweet comment is spewing alcohol all over space. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
True. Did you cheat? Did you read my notes?
I did not. No, that was a guess.
Did you hear that? So it was a guess. So that's what they're saying. There's this big space watch thing. And it's saying that it sounds so crazy. I mean, so a comet is spewing alcohol. What is that about? It's called Comet Lovejoy. Well, of course. And they're saying that people on Earth could be excited about it because it's pumping out alcohol as much as in 500 bottles of wine every second. Wow, 500 bottles of wine? It's sprinkling out a type of sugar. And, of course, 21 organic molecules coming from the comet. So NASA had a news release where they said, the finding adds to the evidence that comets could have been a source of the complex organic molecules necessary for the emergence of life on Earth. Yeah. How about that? Okay, so let's go to another true or false. Pediatricians say we need to raise the smoking age to 21 to regulate e-cigarettes. Does that sound like it's false or true?
I'm going to say false.
Ah, it's true. They say that it should go to 21 because this is the argument. People who smoke in their teens and they try tobacco, they say it's declined. So that's the good news. But the American Academy of Pediatrics came out with this new policy statement that urges Congress to raise the minimum age people could buy nicotine products, any of them, whether they're cigarettes or e-cigarettes, to 21. I sure see a lot of people doing the e-cigarette thing. I can say that. I mean, it's crazy the amount. I shouldn't say crazy, but you can tell that it's popular, or we wouldn't see the amount of people we see that are vaping, and it's all over. Just the other day, somebody was out at a golf center and somebody went into their bag and they pulled out an e-cig. Absolutely. Okay, how about this one? Google decided they were going to play hero, and they granted a 97-year-old's wish. That's what they did, and here's what that was. The 97-year-old wanted to see Google's do-it-yourself virtual reality headset because it looks like an old ViewMaster toy. It's what it used to look like rather than what we see things looking like now. True or false?
I'm going to say true.
It is true. Very nice. Olive Horrell tested out the Google Cardboard virtual reality for the first time, putting on headphones, holding the viewer up to her eyes, and her jaw drops. She was in a wheelchair. She spun around. She's shouting and pointing at things she can see. When the virtual reality tour is done, she is speechless. That is the stroke of brilliance. She said, there's no way I can understand it. The horse, I was so sure I could touch the horse. Google employees succeeded in blowing Olive's mind. They brought her out there, and, you know, this is that wish of a lifetime thing. It's a nonprofit that grants, this is cool. So wish of a lifetime grants senior citizens' wishes. I love it. I mean, Sergey Brin is one of the biggest donors of this organization, so he wanted her to see the future. So they went and got her. She grew up in a farm in Montana, no electricity, didn't know what a radio was, and got around by horse and buggy. Moved to Cali, California at age 8 through the Great Depression. And the technology has certainly changed. She said she remembered the first computer she saw. It used punch cards and was about 3 by 3 feet. Then she gets taken to Google. She's got to figure out what the cloud is. Why is it up there? What is up there? She toured around. She got to just be involved in anything cool that Google was doing. She took a ride in one of the self-driving cars, but she was impressed by the doodle department. She helped color her own custom doodle with a stylus. I don't know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to go the reverse way. You know, I mean, there's so many wonderful nonprofit organizations, but I think it's cool to say, hey, what about the older people? That would be mind-blowing when you hear of the things that she went through, and then all of a sudden she's looking at something that she thinks she can touch with her eyes. That is wild. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. Chill out.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.